Hey, college football fans, I'm Ivan Maisel. On the latest Championship Drive podcast, we break down National Signing Day and visit with number one recruit Rashawn Gary. To subscribe to the podcast, hit the Listen tab on your ESPN app.
It is the Freddie Coleman Show on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80, also on the ESPN app. Anytime a guest stops by, they do that thanks to the Shell Penzo Performance Line. Let's bring up my friend Rudy Reyes from Mile High Sports in Denver as the Broncos win their third championship, but their first in what seems to be a very long, long time. Rudy, the defense was so terrific tonight. They really allowed Peyton Manning to be a game manager and then put everything on his shoulders. From what you saw, how are they really able to not just slow down Cam Newton, but to pretty much stop him in the second half?
Well, you know, this was a very contested game from the onset between what Cam Newton had to say, between what Peyton Manning did not say, and the proof was put on the field, essentially. Carolina just did not have the ability to keep that pass rush from occurring on a consistent basis. Denver just really lined it up. It was a very similar look to this game as they did against Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game. So they really were able to lay it on, get the pass rush through, and break through that line that had been otherwise solid the entire year. And so the dynamics change with the amount of sacks on both sides of the ball. And, you know, the bottom line is that Denver got it done with their defense. Peyton Manning didn't do a whole lot, but he did enough. I think he did enough to win the game.
The one thing about Peyton Manning compared to Cam Newton, when he made a mistake tonight, the defense had his back. When the Denver Broncos were forcing mistakes against Cam Newton, that offense, the Panthers defense really had their back. Why were the Broncos not able to have more chances to score touchdowns and get those touchdowns when they got in the red zone?
Well, it just looked as though Denver was doing everything right. You know, they weren't able to capitalize on it when they needed to, but they punched it in the end zone with a costly turnover caused by DeMarcus Ware. Denver just weren't – they didn't have the finesse that you've been seeing against when Peyton Manning had reached Owen Daniels for two touchdowns during the AFC Championship game. Didn't even have one to Owen Daniels in this particular game. And, of course, Demaryius Thomas, he didn't show up at all, which is very, very disheartening, I'm sure, for him as well. But collectively, they were just able to get it done when and how they were – flowing when you had Peyton Manning under center versus Brock Osweiler. So they didn't do a whole lot. To be honest with you, the game was a little bit groggy. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like when I was watching the game, but just so many different aspects to it that just made that offensive line of the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton look very menial, very similar to that of the Giants in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots, where it was a helmet catch. It was, you know, 15-1 to enter the Super Bowl with that record. And the Giants just basically took it to them. And so 15-1, your record really doesn't mean anything. I think any player in the NFL will indicate that, look, this is fresh. This is brand new. Ben Roethlisberger even said that. So you have a lot of players who go into this 0-0, and now it's a whole clean slate. Unfortunately, Carolina just didn't get it done, and even though it was a clean slate, he acted as if it was 2 years ago with Cam Newton just barely starting.
Rudy Reyes from Mile High Sports in Denver on the Freddie Coleman Show on ESPN Radio. Archie Manning has said he thinks Peyton is done in Denver and in the NFL overall. Archie's mother, Olivia, was more direct. She said with these six words, "I would like Peyton to retire." He hasn't made a decision yet. He said he's not going to make a decision right away. He's going to take his time. Realistically, Rudy, why do I get the sense there's no chance he'll be back, not just in Denver next year, but not in the NFL?
Well, you know what? Peyton Manning has now done it all. Ties his brother for two Super Bowl titles. So between his Budweiser drinks and conversations with his family and his mother and his dad, you know, we're really going to have to talk to him when he's not filled with Budweiser to really get the answer out of him you're looking for. And in all fairness, you know, Peyton Manning's been there, done that. And so now – I just foresee him maybe taking a part of maybe a coaching position somewhere in the NFL because he's so cerebral, and to not have somebody like a quarterback coach or maybe an assistant or even an offensive, you know, coach, I could really see him fitting there. Maybe in Indianapolis where he just fits so well. It's such a mesh there for him with Tony Dungy, obviously Tony going into the Hall of Fame, and congratulations to him. But when you're talking about Peyton Manning, you know, he's done. he's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think any doubt about that. But the Broncos have Brock Osweiler. I know it's too soon to look into the future, but we're going to do it anyway. They believe that's going to be their guy. This defense will be back in spades no matter who may wind up going somewhere. Von Miller, an unrestricted free agent. Could we see a Denver Broncos team not only competing for a championship, but potentially in this situation next year playing for a championship without Peyton Manning?
You know, that's so hard to dictate. It's so hard to tell what Brock Osweiler had ultimately taken away from Peyton Manning. There was a lot of mechanics that he begged, borrowed, and stole from Peyton, not only from a game management standpoint, but from a playing standpoint for being on the field in the red zone, 2 minutes to go, you know, fourth quarter, you had to run the two-minute drill. And one of those situations where Brock Osweiler is a decent player and will show his true colors once he's able to acclimate himself into the offensive line, not only during training camps, but to be able to reciprocate those types of plays and pressure and play action during the regular season, so as long as he still has Peyton Manning to some degree assisting him to get to that point.
I think Wade Phillips was the true MVP. Nothing against Von Miller, who was outstanding being the Super Bowl MVP. But Wade Phillips was so good, not just tonight, but 2 weeks ago versus the Patriots and at times versus Pittsburgh. What was he able to do with all these playmakers where it seemed that they had 15, 16 guys on the field and the Panthers' offensive line cannot block them?
You know, Von Miller, there was somebody who had made a statement about Von Miller not being at A&M and he would duck out in certain games and so on and so forth. I don't know that to be the actual case. And in all fairness, Wade Phillips does, in fact, deserve the MVP because of what he was able to do. He gathered the chemistry. You got to get these guys to buy in to what you're selling. And if they don't buy into what you're selling, it's falling on deaf ears. And you're really not going to make the impact you're looking for. Fortunately enough, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware both were so intrinsically involved in making sure that they followed through with Phillips' wishes, essentially. And they were really able to get it done. It was on display not only during the regular season, but in postseason. So do I think they're going to be lined up to win another championship? As long as they keep the offensive line intact and pay those two guys very handsomely to continue what they were doing to get them to Super Bowl 50 and actually winning it.
Hey, Rudy, great stuff, my friend. I'll talk to you soon and take care, partner.
Sounds great. You too.
Tom Buster only. The daily edition of the Baseball Tonight podcast returns Monday, February 15th, with special guest Eric Hosmer of the world champion Kansas City Royals. Go subscribe to the show now in the Listen tab of the ESPN app.
Mike and Mike. Tomorrow morning at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.